West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Carroll County Commission Chairman Michelle Morgan on Thursday announcing that the Carroll County Board of Commissioners will buck the trend and choose to opt in to the new homestead exemption approved by voters statewide in November of last year.
The citizens overwhelmingly at 63% voted. The Board of Commissioners heard them, and we are going to apply the new Resolution 1022, also House Bill 581, or the original floating homestead from 2002 will apply, whichever one is most beneficial to the homeowner each year.
Carroll County government currently offers a number of exemptions, including the standard homestead exemption Morgan spoke about. It is available to all homeowners who otherwise qualify by ownership and residency requirements, and it is an amount up to $2,000 for state and an amount up to $4,000 for county and school. This amount is deducted from the 40% assessed value of the homesteaded property. Carroll County's local county exemption is for those age 65 and older. As of January the 1st, it is an $8,000 exemption for county and total school tax exemption for primary residents. The varying homestead exemption is an exemption which is available to homeowners 62 or older with gross household incomes of $30,000 or less. The exemption applies to state and county ad valorem taxes, but it does not apply to school tax. Applications for these exemptions are filed with the tax assessor's office no later than April the 1st of the year for which the exemption is first claimed by the taxpayer, and it normally is filled at the same time that the initial tax return for the homesteaded property is filed. Now, by choosing the opt-in for this new homestead exemption, Carroll County could be the only local taxing body to go that route. The Carroll County Board of Education voted to opt out of the new exemption earlier this week. Carrollton City Schools opted out of the measure earlier this month, and other area governments and school boards have advertised their intents to opt out following a series of required public hearings. And a local developer is asking Carrollton City Council to rezone approximately 10 acres of property off North Winds Boulevard for the purpose of constructing 58 townhomes. That property under consideration, it's located between Highway 27 and Highway 113, just beyond the recently developed senior living facility. The proposed development was originally part of Phase 2 of Wisteria Landing, a 57-unit fee simple townhome community. The site was partially developed for additional units and then was ultimately abandoned after the economic recession of 2008. The developers say they intend to have a strict HOA, ample green space, a playground, dog park, and community walking trail. Carrollton Planning Commission has voted to recommend approval of the rezoning. I'm Colin Worthington.